I felt sorry for her wasted time, resources and energy. But I could not take back what I had said, for I loved Dew so dearly. Finally, she cried loudly in front of me, which was what I had expected to see. To me, her cry was actually a kind of release. The idea of divorce, which had obsessed me for several weeks, seemed to be firmer and clearer now. So the next day I came back home very late and found her writing something at the table. I didn't have supper, but went straight to sleep and fell asleep very fast because I was tired after an eventful day with Dew. When I woke up, she was still there at the table writing. I just did not care, so I turned over and was asleep again. In the morning, she presented her divorce conditions. She didn't want anything from me, but needed a month's notice before the divorce. She requested that in that 1 month, we both struggle to live as normal a life as possible. Her reasons were simple. Our son had his exams in a month's time, and she didn't want to disrupt him with our broken marriage. This was agreeable to me, but she had something more. She asked me to recall how I had carried her into our bridal room on our wedding day. She requested that every day for the month's duration, I carry her out of our bedroom to the front door every morning. I thought she was going crazy. Just to make our last days together bearable, I accepted her odd request. I told Dew about my wife's divorce conditions. She laughed loudly and thought it was absurd. No matter what tricks she applies, she has to face the divorce, she said scornfully. My wife and I hadn't had any body contact since my divorce intention was explicitly expressed. So when I carried her out on the first day, we both appeared clumsy. Our son clapped behind us. Daddy is holding Mummy in his arms. His words brought me a sense of pain. From the bedroom to the sitting room, then to the door, I walked over 10 meters with her in my arms. She closed her eyes and said softly, "Don't tell our son about the divorce." I nodded, feeling somewhat upset. I put her down outside the door. She went to wait for the bus to work. I drove alone to the office. On the second day, both of us acted much more easily. She leaned on my chest. I could smell the fragrance of her blouse. I realized that I hadn't looked at this woman carefully for a long time. I realized that she was not young anymore. There were fine wrinkles on her face. Her hair was graying. Our marriage had taken its toll on her. For a minute, I wondered what I had done to her. On the fourth day when I lifted her up, I felt a sense of intimacy returning. This was the woman who had given 10 years of her life to me. On the fifth and sixth day, I realized that our sense of intimacy was growing again. I didn't tell Dew about this. It became easier to carry her as the month slipped by. Perhaps the everyday workout made me stronger. She was choosing what to wear one morning. She tried on quite a few dresses, but could not find a suitable one. Then she sighed. All my dresses have grown bigger. I suddenly realized that she had grown so thin. That was the reason why I could carry her more easily. Suddenly it hit me. She had buried so much pain and bitterness in her heart. Subconsciously, I reached out and touched her head. Our son came in at the moment and said, "Dad, it's time to carry Mom out." To him, seeing his father carrying his mother out had become an essential part of his life. My wife gestured to our son to come closer and hugged him tightly. I turned my face away because I was afraid I might change my mind at this last moment. I then held her in my arms, walking from the bedroom through the sitting room to the hallway. Her hands surrounded my neck softly and naturally. I held her body tightly. It was just like our wedding day, but a much lighter weight made me sad. On the last day, when I held her in my arms, I could hardly move a step. Our son had gone to school. I held her tightly and said, I hadn't noticed that our life lacked intimacy. I drove to her office, jumped out of the car, swiftly without locking the door. I was afraid any delay would make me change my mind. I walked upstairs. Dew opened the door and I said to her, sorry, Dew, I do not want the divorce anymore. She looked at me, astonished, then touched my forehead. Do you have a fever? She said. I moved the hand off my head. Sorry, Dew, I said, I won't divorce. My marriage life was boring, probably because she and I didn't value the details of our lives. Not because we didn't love each other anymore. Now I realize that since I carried her into my home on our wedding day, I am supposed to hold her until death do us part. Dew seemed to suddenly wake up. She gave me a loud slap and then slammed the door and burst into tears. I walked downstairs and drove away. At the floral shop on the way, I ordered a bouquet of flowers for my wife. The sales girl asked me what to write on the card. I smiled and wrote, I'll carry you out every morning until death do us part. The moral of the story. Small details of your lives are what really matter in a relationship. It is not the mansion, it is not the car or the property, not the money in the bank, etc., etc. These create an environment conducive for happiness, but cannot keep happiness in themselves. So find time to be your spouse's friend and do those little things for each other that build intimacy to have a real happy marriage. If you don't share this, nothing will happen to you. But if you do, you might just save a marriage. What a beautiful, thought-provoking story. What is it that you believe is the difference between you and your wife from the time you got married up to now? What has happened to that happiness? What has happened to all the time you spent together? What has happened to all the resources that you used? What has happened to the little kids around you? Think about it very carefully. Before you make a decision pertaining to divorce, think about the little details. We beg and plead of Allah Ta'ala to make it easy on every home. It's probably the easiest trigger to pull, the one of talaq. But it is and has most serious implications. Think before you make any decisions. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was the story of Dew. That was a story called Don't Divorce. Get down to those little details that you enjoyed in the initial stages of your marriage, inshallah.